Stock market indexes are at their highest level in more than 2 months following yesterday's rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 200 points. The Nasdaq closed 51 points higher, its sixth advance in 7 days. Traders cited progress about the war in Afghanistan and the fact that the latest airline disaster is being investigated as an accident, not as an act of terrorism. The stock of American Airlines managed to hold its own and improve a bit yesterday, even though it was an American Airlines jetliner that crashed on Monday. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
The response by American Airlines to the crash of Flight 587 was quick and pointed. The nation's largest carrier sent out teams of Spanish-speaking employees to New York and the Dominican Republic to help the victims' families. And American Airlines CEO Donald Carty also traveled to New York to express the company's sympathy for the victims and acknowledge that the carrier was facing another major hurdle to its financial recovery.
Now, it may go without saying that the nation, New York City, and American Airlines have been through an awful lot over the past few weeks. The pain of another significant loss is obviously enormously, enormously hard for all of us to accept.
Normally, an airline sees a sharp drop-off in passengers if one of its planes crashes. Analysts say that's usually only for a short time, from a week to 10 days, because the public understands that random airline accidents do happen. But Philip Bagley, an aviation analyst with Standard & Poor's, says that's under normal conditions.
The fact that American, unfortunately, suffered two of the losses of aircraft on September 11th is going to mean that there will be a greater loss of passenger confidence, no matter what the cause is determined to be.
Even before Monday's crash, American Airlines was going through one of the bleakest passages in the company's history. The terrorist attacks on September 11th left passenger loads down about 30%. The company has laid off 20,000 employees and cut back its flight schedule. American officials say they expect the company to lose anywhere from $10 to $15 million a day over the next 3 months. Still, Raymond Neidel, an aviation analyst with ABN AMRO Securities, says American Airlines has a good track record that will help it recover from this latest disaster.
With American Airlines, you're looking at a company with a relatively strong balance sheet, good liquidity to help them get through this crisis. Most importantly, they've got a good management team, a very strong management team that's experienced and flexible. That's very important during a crisis like this.
Neidel says even with this latest crash, American is in better position for recovery than its main competitor, United Airlines. United has a brand new CEO, slightly higher labor costs, and less leeway with its unions. Monday's crash is expected to drive up the cost of insuring American's fleet of about 900 planes. But all airlines are seeing an enormous increase in their premiums, anywhere from 3 to 5 times more, because of losses stemming from the September 11th terrorist attacks. Monday's crash will push those premiums higher, says Wayne Wignes, the president of the aviation department at Aon Corporation. But American will not be the only airline to bear the cost.
If an individual airline incurs a loss, the premium impact for that loss is not going to be borne exclusively by that airline. It's going to be shared by all of the airlines in the world.
Wignes says more than half of the world's airlines are scheduled to renew their policies before the end of the year. American Airlines was renegotiating its coverage when Flight 587 crashed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.